Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. 1 Corinthians 15:23-26. The last grand event on the agenda of God is the coming of Jesus Christ, at which time the dead will be resurrected and the church will be delivered unto eternal glory. The one who has the power of death is the devil. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, Hebrews 2:14. The devil will finally be overthrown in the coming of Christ to judge the world. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation 20:10. The bonds of death will be broken, and the grave shall be opened. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. All of the graves in every land will open, and the saved and the unsaved shall come forth to be judged by the Lord Jesus Christ. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. Acts 24:14-15. There will be a resurrection of all the dead at the coming of Jesus. Jesus Christ is not coming to reign, but to judge. Jesus is not coming to set a throne, but he is coming to judge. The time for salvation is now, and the opportunity is now. Jesus taught many parables concerning the kingdom of God. In the parable where the kingdom of heaven is likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom, there is the lesson that opportunity can be lost. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 25:1-13. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.